Bibles, please. Am I on there, Marcos? Testing, 1, 2, 3. All right, Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8. How many say tonight, I have some trouble once in a while memorizing Scripture. Be honest. I have a little bit of trouble memorizing Scripture. Okay. Join the club, I'm the president. Okay. Some of us are just more studious than others. My wife is diligent about her scripture memory, and she can recall things that I can't recall, and I'm supposed to be the preacher, right? But one method I've found out that helps is to kind of step through the verse, memorize it phrase at a time, and we're actually going to give you a little fun technique tonight with some silly art and things like that to take us through Joshua 1:8. Okay, either read it in your King James with us together, so we have approximately the same, and read it any way you want, any translation is close enough, but read it off the screen too if you want. Let's look at verse 8. Let's read it together out loud. Here we go. This book of the law shall not depart out of my mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Sounds like a biblical promise to me. Okay? So, step one tonight, we're going to work hard on memorizing this. So, on the way home, driving tonight, whoever you're driving with, and you'll be able to quote the verse to each other. Okay? And that's my little homework when you are driving home tonight and see how much of this you can get. But let me help you with that. See if I can find a little controller here. It's good to understand what's behind a verse, a background, that sort of thing. So we'll talk about that just very quickly. Joshua has just taken over a momentous job. Moses is off the scene. All of a sudden, he are the guy. All right? He is it. And God has told him, be not afraid. I'm with you. And just knowing God is with you is a good thing to dispense a lot of fear. But he begins, and this is a promise here we find in the very first chapter, and we understand it as a promise. Now, one thing that always helps is to think of things as a theme or some logic behind it. And this, I'm calling this verse, God's formula for real success. Say that with me. God's formula for real success. You know, people in this world, they'll give you all kinds of formulas for their kind of success. But we're looking for what kind? Real success. And the real kind comes from God himself. All right, now here's an example of a formula. X plus Y minus 10 equals B plus 3. What does that mean? Absolutely nothing. It's just an example, okay? And so that's not like E equals MC squared or anything powerful like that. It's just an example, okay? Anybody ever dabble with writing? I know Mark probably has. Writing computer code? Mark has, okay. And I took a class of what's called Shell. Do they even use Shell anymore?
Yeah.
It's ancient, right?
Still use it every day.
How about that? And so I took enough this class. I became familiar enough to know that I don't know anything about writing code in computer language. But there are several languages and so forth. But behind computer code is always good, solid logic, okay? We can say this is an example in Joshua 1:8 of a logic statement, a logical statement, we could say. They use this a lot in computer code. If this is true, then this is true. Okay? If this number equals 57, then this activity, it's told to do this. And code is full of if then. And that's why when you touch the key of a computer, it does all that for you. All right? There's no way. You don't have to write that stuff. But here's the example of a logic statement. Okay? So we're going to apply both the concept of an equation to this verse and the concept of logic statement, a logical statement, as we look at this verse. And we're also going to use, for the most part, non-verbal, non-written things, okay? Artwork. And it'll help you remember this verse. Okay, what is the first phrase? This book of the law. What's that talking about? Okay, that's talking about the Bible. Let's get our little formula going here. This, that's what the blue arrow is for. And I put if in parentheses because there's not an if statement right in the verse. There is a then later. In fact, there's two thens. But the if is inferred. This book of the law. So we have a Bible. Okay? That says Holy Bible. I had to do it a little bit small to get it all on one screen. Now, are there other books that people trust in? Oh, yeah. That's why it's very specific in Joshua 1:8. It's this book of the law. Now, that's the only Bible they had. Moses wrote the first five books of the Old Testament, and so that was their Bible. Okay? So this book of the law is the key subject in all of this promise. It's centered around the Word of God. Okay, we're going to come back and delve more into teaching, but we're going to move on and do the formula part. Okay? Now, we're going to add something to it. What's the next phrase say? Okay, shall not
depart out of it.
Okay, shall not depart out of my mouth. Now, this takes a little bit of thinking because it's a negative statement. Okay? So I've got a mouth there, but I put a big black X over it. Okay? The statement says, don't stop having the Word of God in your mouth. In other words, it says it in the negative, depart out of thy mouth. In other words, don't quit speaking of the Word. It's kind of a hard thing. You know, it's in the negative and all that. But the picture is pretty self-explanatory. It's a mouth, and we're not to stop speaking the Word of God. So the book of law is fine, and you can know the book of the law, but what is that teaching us? We've got to talk it, okay? It shouldn't depart, and then we never speak of it again. It should always be in our mouth. Isaiah said the Word of God was like honeycomb. It was in my mouth, and it tastes sweet, right? But when something is in your mouth, you're speaking it. So in the positive, he's saying, keep speaking the Word. All right? So that's what we mean here. If is inferred, okay? This what? You can talk to me in this one. This what? Okay, the book of the law shall not what? Depart out of your mouth. Okay? So that is what that depicts. Now, the formula goes on. There's more to it than that. The next thing we have is what? What's the phrase say? But, in other words, instead of letting the Word of God go out of your mouth and never speak of it again, okay, instead of doing that, what are you supposed to do? But thou shalt meditate therein day and night. And when I was putting this message together, I thought, what's a good picture of meditating? Well, you know Snoopy? Okay? There he is. Snoopy never talks except to say irk or something like that once in a while. But he thinks a lot of things. And see the little brain bubble, I call it, okay? Now, it's not just an empty bubble. What's it got in it? Okay, what does the phrase say? But thou shalt meditate therein. Okay, so we've got the Bible. We're not to quit speaking it. And we are to do what else with it? Meditate on it. Okay, 2 months ago I meditated on the Bible. No, there's more to the formula. What does the next phrase say? How often?
Day and night.
Day and night. What do we add to that? The concept of day and night. I got a question for you. Is there any other time besides day and night? No. So there's never a bad time to meditate on God's Word. I woke up this morning before the alarm clock and just kind of laying there praying for my guys. You know, they weren't actually on the plane and flying until 8:30, but you got to be to Reagan International Airport at 6:30 for an 8:30 flight. And so they were there a long time before I even woke up this morning. And meditation, prayer, you know, we pronounce the word of God over them. And you wake up in the middle of the night. Instead of getting frustrated about not being able to go back to sleep, quote the scripture, you know. And in about 3 seconds with me, it's all the scripture there is. No. But, you know, you can think about a concept in the Bible from a verse that you do know, and you can meditate even in wee hours of the morning when you can't go to sleep. And you know, someone said the best way to put yourself back to sleep is get up and start reading your Bible. Right? You start going to sleep. But maybe try that. Okay, so let's go through it from the beginning. From the very beginning, this book of the law shall not, but thou shalt, how often? Okay, one more time. But this shall not, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Okay, all right, what's the next phrase say? Look back in your verse. Okay, still a continuing sentence. That thou mayest observe to do. Okay? I thought of maybe a way to depict observing would be a pair of glasses. You observe through glasses. Binoculars could have done the job just as well. And so we're told to keep alert and observe things. But it's very specific as to what we're to observe. Look at that. That thou mayest observe to do according that to all that is written, where? In the Bible, okay? And why do we think about it? Why do we meditate on it? Why do we observe it? In order to do it. Got a stick figure running. Couldn't figure out anything else to show doing it, okay? What does the Bible say? Be ye doers of the word and not what? Hearers only. Get out there and put it in, as the old preachers used to say, put it in shoe leather. Well, very few of us have real leather anymore, but we know what the guy meant, right? Okay, so we're told to meditate on it, dwell on it, and speak it, and now we're to walk it through in our life, okay? Observe to do according to how much is done? All that is written therein. You can't say, well, I like most of the Bible. I obey most of the Bible. It's not an option for us if we want to love and live for God. We got to do it all. And I'm not saying that. Joshua's saying that here in verse 8 of chapter 1. That thou mayest observe, got the glasses, to do, okay, the guy running, according to all that is written therein. And that's pointing back to our main subject. What did we say our main subject was of this whole passage, this whole verse? The book of the law, okay? Therein, pointing all the way back to the subject there, okay? Now, that's the one side of the equation. One thing I hated about chemistry class, I wanted to do beakers and make things blow up and turn colors and all kinds of, you know, light fires in the Bunsen burner, okay? I wanted to do all that stuff. What did we do for the whole first half of the year? Equations. Right equations, balancing equations. When are we going to do experiments? No, you got to balance those equations first. He'd send us home with like five problems. You'd say, oh man, five problems, going to knock that out. Well, each problem would take me about an hour because it went on and on and on and on. And then it has an equal sign. And then it went on and on and on. And you had to double back check, add it up, minus, plus, divide, all that. And then make sure that it did what? Anybody remember from chemistry? Yeah, it had to balance, right? Anything on the right side, and then the equals, and it had to balance with the left side. And so it's just the way it is in chemistry. I couldn't get those things to balance. I'd figure, and I'd, you know, and we didn't use calculators back then. I wish we could have. Probably still couldn't have done it. But yeah, with all that work and everything, it took me about an hour per equation when I first started. I got a little faster, but not much faster. And then I'd get in there and, oh, that wasn't right. Oh, I thought it balanced and it didn't balance or whatever. Okay? So, two sides of an equation, or if we're thinking the logic statement, have to balance. One side has to be the same or equal out to be the other. And you got to have a balance. God just can't say, here's what I'm going to do for you. If he's got an if in there, it's his job to explain what the if is. And that's what's so great about the Bible. It's not depending on what I think I should do. This verse is a perfect example. How do I become successful? The last word in the verse is success, right? How do I become successful? Well, God has a plan for that. He's got a logical statement how to make that happen in your life. Not only that, he wants to tell you the kind of success. And it's all here in the Word. So the rest of what we're going to talk about tonight is the other half of the equation. It's what we get if we do the other part. And again, a lot of people, I just want the get part. I don't want the work part. I don't want my responsibility part. Just give me the blessing part. Well, I'm sorry, my friend, it doesn't work that way. You get both halves of the equation and they have to balance. So, go back to our verse. Thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then, remember we said if, then? Now the then is actually in here, so I've actually included the word then and put the equal sign right there. Because it's in the verse. I don't have many words in this diagram, but we do have that. For then we can expect an answer, a fulfillment of a promise when we do our side of the equation. This is God's side. What does it say? Okay. For then thou shalt what? Make thy way prosperous. I want to point out something. Does God make you prosperous according to this verse? Look at it. Does God make you prosperous? Lord, make me prosperous. No, that's your responsibility. Okay? We fulfill God's commands and we want the blessing, but at least in this particular verse, the way it's explained, that for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. We just don't pray, God, give me $1 million and I'll live for you the rest of my life, right? Doesn't happen that way. He allows you, now what does he give? He gives gifts, abilities, strength, health to hold a job, the mind to learn a certain job and be a blessing to people and make a living. He gives that. But boy, when that alarm clock goes off, God's not going to shut it off. You have to shut it off, get up and get going, right, Mike? Okay? That's our responsibility. And then, of course, the result is that we'll make our way prosperous. And so please don't misunderstand this next graphic. It's not the only way to be prosperous, but I couldn't find anything else that showed it very well. Okay? It's the Daddy Warbucks kind of guy. Okay? On what game? Monopoly game. Okay? Now, he's got money all around it, but there's more than money. It's understood, right? Okay? To be prosperous is more than just money. What about family? You know? Family or, you know, children are a blessing from the Lord, a heritage from the Lord, and so forth. And so then we shall make our way prosperous. We shall do it. That's why I put the you in there, right? And then there's another one. Let's read on. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then what? Okay. You shall have good success. Is that a promise from God's word? Right. Are there conditions? Yes. Okay. That's why we're studying this verse tonight. So we understand the conditions, and then we can expect the blessing from what God promises. Okay. Then you shall make your way prosperous. Then you'll have good success. Now, what in the world is that diagram for? Again, you got to understand my mind. Okay, one of the symbols of God is a triangle. Remember that? God the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Okay, triangle. And then it's a good thing. So then that's why I put the plus on there. Okay, that's not, Red Cross or Blue Cross or anything like that. But it's God's kind of good success, okay? He has qualified the word success. How many want to be successful? Oh, man, everybody wants to be successful. How many want to do it God's way? What? You know, maybe I do. That's where the Word of God comes in so we can understand what He calls good success. If He left the word good out of this promise, success could kind of be anything we want it to be. And some people think that's the kind of blank check that God gives us. If we live for God, we can do anything we want, and we'll be successful at it. No, He's qualified it with the word good, and that's what the plus is there. That's not a minus. That is a plus. Okay, and then success. How can we do that? Well, I had to use the word, but I think I've given you something to help you remember the word, okay? Remember cheerleading in high school, okay? You remember this old cheer? S-U-C-C-E-S-S. That's the way we spell success, okay? So I put some cheerleaders on here, okay? Right, and they're jumping up, you know, okay? Now, there's another way to do this message, and that's with a big whiteboard, and you do all the drawing, okay? But the church doesn't have a big enough whiteboard for this. But we'll have to do it with another verse that we memorize together another time. But we can get Ashley here and do the thing, okay? What does it bring us? Good success. Let's say the cheer together. S-U-C-C-E-S-S. That's the way we spell success. Okay, I'm not a very good cheerleader, apparently. All right, let's lift it up one time and pretend you're at a basketball game or soccer for, you know, whatever the case may be. Here we go. S-U-C-C-E-S-S. That's the way we spell success. You got to shake the pom-poms, right? Okay. One more time, and I want you to shake the pom-poms. Here we go. S-U-C-C-E-S-S. That's the way we spell success. Okay. No, you're all Pentecostals. Anyway. I knew I'd get your hands up by some way. Okay. Yes. Let's go through it now, folks. Don't look at your Bible. See if you can look at the artwork and see if that'll help you. All right. Here we go. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do all, according to all that is written therein. Then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have what? Good success. Not just plain old success. You got to put the good in there. Okay? It's qualified. Now, let's take a few minutes. I'm going to let you kind of think about that. We're going to go into the truth of this and the time we have tonight. I've got a few minutes left. Let's look at the what this is teaching us. And I've kind of talked it a little bit through. But let's go back to the beginning again. And by the way, it should be cooking in your brain, because at the end, I'm going to ask for volunteers to stand and look at the artwork and quote the verse. So be thinking about that. All right, here we go. Now, this book of the law, we've talked about that quite a bit. Very specific. It's the Bible. Okay? It's a way of viewing everything. There's not a thing that we face in this life that is not covered by some either direct quote or a principle in the Bible. It covers everything. So we can't say, oh, the Bible doesn't teach anything about that. But is there a principle behind it? Okay? It's the book of the law. It's the Bible that we have now. Now, praise God, we have the full canon of Scripture. And now, praise God, we got it all. Okay? When Joshua wrote this, he didn't have everything that was going to be given to God's people. He had five books. But still, he revered it to the point he said and made this promise. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. In order to get it in your mouth, to speak it, what are you going to have to do? Meditate on it. Part of meditating is just plain old, like they say in the South, slap memorizing. Okay? You got to memorize it. You don't often have your Bible. Of course, with the iPhones now, I do have my Bible right here all the time. But sometimes you're just standing in line and you know, you got to wait for somebody to check out. You don't even want to get your iPhone out and dial up your Bible app, Logos Bible or whatever, like we use Proclaim or whatever. And rather than wasting that time, what can you do? If you have the Word of God memorized, you can bring it up. And you can meditate. I wonder what God meant by that. Thou shalt have good success. What's involved in that? Okay, and now that we've memorized this verse, you can think about this when you have that time. All right, so this is the very specific. It's the book that God has given His people. It shall stay in your mouth. It should be ready to be spoken to others. Okay, to make it ready, you memorize it, meditate on it, and you do this. I think it's a good habit, even while you're watching things on television, you see something in the news even. Well, what does the Bible say about that activity? Okay? What does the Bible say about, say, the two men that broke out of jail in New York City? The way of the transgressor is hard. They think they had it bad in jail. When they get caught, not if, but when they get caught, it's going to be the way of the transgressor is hard. Does the Bible say that?
Yep.
Bible says that. And so everything we face in life has a Bible commentary to it if we understand what the Bible says. And it should be a way of life. Even as we talk to people, as we observe things, read the newspaper, look at your computer, watch television, you need to put it through like, I like to illustrate it like this is a filter. All of life piles on top of it, okay? And the stuff that's wrong, wrong thinking, wrong action, this will filter it out. So what passes for good success as it comes through the Bible is what I'm supposed to be living. And I'm supposed to be telling people. And I'm supposed to be observing to do, right? I'm taking the Bible and putting the Bible into shoe leather. And so we have to keep that in mind, the idea that it's just a part of our life, and the Bible is a filter. What does the Bible say about that? We should catch ourselves asking that question, not just once in a while, but all day long. What should my attitude be toward that, what was just said in front of me? Well, okay, what does the Bible have to say? What attitude should I have? And so let me challenge you, as things come into your life, ask that question. What's the Bible say about that? That's really at the heart of this whole verse. Okay? It won't depart out of your mouth, but instead of that, instead of getting it out of your mouth and not meditating and not being able to speak it to others or not being able to live it yourself, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. That's God's answer to it all. Okay? Reading the Bible, like Mike was sharing his testimony, isn't that dynamic? That it's the Word of God that brought you to God in the final stages. Praying mother, yes, all that, but it's the Word of God. I can tell you missionary stories that'll raise the hair on the back of your neck because somebody, one fellow is in the jungle. People ask about, what about the people in Africa? Are they accountable before God? Yes, they are. But Romans 7 talks about that. But I've read stories where guys have come across just a page or a small New Testament in their own language, and they sit down. They don't even know where they got it. They found it somewhere. And the Word of God is used in that situation. No missionary person, you know, that came later, but they received Christ from reading the Scriptures about Him. And then the missionaries would come, learn their salvation testimony because it happened before the missionary ever got there. Is the Word of God that powerful, folks? Absolutely. That's why it's so important that we get the Word of God in their mother tongue. And there's a mission called New Tribes Mission. It has a goal to get the Word of God or portions, at least Gospel of John, in every dialect down to just a few hundred. And that's a great task. But it's the Word of God. Okay? Meditate therein. And what did we say? Day and night. Is there ever a time that's not good to think about the Bible? Not good to think about. Oh, I need to put that out of my mind. I don't want to think about what the Bible says about that. In fact, that sounds what happens just before you sin, right? I know I've heard this from young people in my years of youth pastoring and youth work. I know what the Bible says, Pastor Ken, but boy, watch out what they say after that, because they've indicted themselves before that. That's like saying, I hate to gossip, but, okay? It's the same thing. I'm going to gossip. I just put those words in there to make me feel better, okay? I'm going to disobey the word of God, but I put those words in there to make me feel better about disobeying God's word. I know the Bible says this, but I feel that maybe we should, you know. What you feel is immaterial, folks. It's what the Bible says that really counts. Observe to do it, okay? The day and night is all the time. Observe to do it. We talked quite a bit about that. And the word all should be circled in your Bible, if you write in your Bible. And just say, well, I'm not convicted about that portion of Scripture yet. Well, the fact that you're talking about it makes you responsible for it, right? One of the most scathing things that Jesus ever said to anybody was, you do err. And I see his big bony finger pointing at somebody. You do err. Why? Because you don't know the Scriptures. Was he right? Yeah, the person saying that thing before that was wrong because they didn't know the Scriptures. What an indictment. That should never be said of us, because we have the Word of God and its completeness. It's in our mother tongue. We have study Bibles. We have other study helps to go along with it. There should be no excuse for us to say, well, I just didn't know. What is it about driving? Ignorance of the law is what? No excuse. Okay? You guys that just got your license not too long ago, yeah, it's drilled in your head. Ignorance of the law is no excuse. But officer, I didn't see the sign. Too bad. Right? I've tried it. It doesn't work. Okay? But we have to know and operate by the Word of God. Then the promise. If you fulfill what God's conditions are, then you can go to the bank spiritually and cash in on this stuff. Lord, I want to be successful. And all the people I've ever spoken to, adults, and then all those years of youth work, never had anybody say, Pastor Ken, I'd just soon not be successful. Yeah, it's not all it's cracked up to be. No. Everybody wants to be successful. The question is, what kind of success, right? Well, if we set God's good success as our goal, we have steps to make it and see it happen. It's right here in Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. Two promises, and then we're done. You shall make your way prosperous. He's given you everything. You still got to get out of bed in the morning and make it happen. You know, it's harder for me to memorize Scripture, but do you? It's hard for me to tell people about Jesus, but do you? It's hard for me to get up on Sunday morning. I'm preaching to the choir here, I know. It's hard for me to get up on Sunday morning early enough to come to Sunday school. I'm looking around. Everybody here comes to Sunday school, so I'm not preaching against anybody. But many Christians say, it's just hard for me. I work hard all week long. Anybody here not work hard all week long? Okay. But all of us work hard all week long. And we'd love to have the extra hour or so and skip Sunday school. All right? Excuses. You make your way prosperous. Now, with God's blessing, help, his abilities and strengths you give him. But you still got to do it. We want to see water wells drilled in Peru. Mike, they don't happen by themselves. And praise God that God has given us a blessing. I was just thinking this week, this is the third or fourth straight visit that every member of the team has been able to go. And this time we have three extra guys that have never gone on top of the other guys. And it's just amazing. And we're humbled by that. All right? You shall make your way prosperous. And then lastly, thou shalt have what kind? Good success. And we've talked a ton about that. You can't define what success is. You got to let the Word of God do that. Okay? when it comes to harboring sin, when it comes to how I'm to act toward people, and so forth. Lots of things. Again, the Word of God has a comment for every issue we face in life. Okay, I'm done. Comments? You thought I forgot about the seeing who can remember it, but I haven't. Comments or questions? Look at your verse and see if you have any thoughts. Any additional thoughts there? I'm open to them. Some of the best commentary and help in a message has come when I preach, a lot of times on a Sunday night, and when I pastored, and someone said, you know, Pastor Ken, that's just like, and I should have just sat down and let them do the message, because their illustration fits so perfectly, I couldn't have come up with that. And it happens many, many times. Any other thoughts? Okay, now I'm going to leave the graphic up there, okay? The then and the success is all still written on there. But do we have anyone who wants to stand right now and try to read the verse from memory using the helps? Who's going to be first? Okay, who said Sam? I want you to stand up right now. Isn't that right? The one pointing has really got three pointing back at themselves. Loretta, give me a try. Stand up and give me a try. Stand up. All the way. Okay, are you standing all the way?
I forgot the first one. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
The book of the law. See, I have a different version.
Okay.
All right, so just come, mine might be a little different.
Come close. Okay.
So the book of the law shall not depart from my mouth. I will meditate on it day and night. And
What about the eyeglasses?
And mm-hmm. Am I close?
Go ahead. You're doing great. Finish
and
up.
And then you shall be prosperous.
Whoa. You shall be prosperous or?
You shall
make your own way prosperous.
Okay, make your own way prosperous and have good success.
All right. Very good. Give her a hand. Okay. Someone else try. Come on, be a good sport. It's not even 7 o'clock. Don't all look at Sam, because I'm going to make him do it if no one else does. But I want to see if some of you old adults can do it. Okay, together. Let's do it, the two of you together. How about that? Stand up. Okay, he wants to do it by himself. Please, Grandma, please. All.
All those written therein. Then you will make your way prosperous and you shall have good success.
All right, good. Pretty close. By the way, when you're in a situation and you need this verse, does every single little word matter that much? Both of these have gotten the concepts. Anybody else want to try it word for word? Haven't had a word for word yet, but you get an extra sticker for that. Anybody else
want to
try? Right.
And meditate on it and continue to observe and follow the ordinances.
And talk it.
Yeah. You're going to be prosperous, but not that doesn't mean instant money.
No.
It just means God is going to help you along and you have good success. Maybe not every day, but He's not going to fail you.
Right.
That's what I take.
Good. Good summary. Right. You know what good success is? Doing what God tells you to do. If you get to heaven and you've done everything God tells you to do, both in what the scriptures teach and then in your own personal life, how you live for Him, you're going to hear, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." But I didn't preach to thousands. I didn't do this. I didn't do that. He said, "I didn't care. I don't want you getting off on some of these things. I wanted you to do what I told you to do." What's a good worker? Mike has men that work for him. The best guys do what they're told, right?
And without having to tell them to do it.
Yeah, and then they get, and there's a verse for that too. The Bible says we're to obey the commands and do those things that are pleasing in His sight. Okay, in other words, we go above and beyond the letter of the law, okay? And we do the things all on our own. That's a good point there. Because a good worker learns, but he anticipates. And that's what we need to do. That's great. Okay.
I just had this little footnote for the word good success and that little thingy, you know, the circle. It says, it gives insight that brings godly success.
Okay, insight that brings godly success. In case you didn't hear, Diana's had a bad cold. Okay, insight that brings what?
Godly
success. Listen, if no one ever knows your name in the kingdom of God, and you do God's will for your life, He knows your name. Isn't that more important? And then we'll hear that, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Great. Anyone else want to try? Throwing out the challenge. Diana, give it to us word for word. She forgot according to, but that's okay. And I wouldn't say that to any. I wouldn't say that to anyone but my wife. So. Yeah, she's a good sport. All of you have been good sports. Okay, going, going, gone. Anybody else want to try? Okay. I like the comments. Right.
But you don't have to do it.
No.
You can elect just to disregard it.
Yeah, if you don't want success.
You don't want to do it.
Yep.
Just don't do it.
Right.
So you can make a choice.
Mm-hmm.
And say, you know what? I'm not doing that. And nobody can make me do it.
Yep. That's good. And you know, Joshua is famous for saying this very important statement. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Yeah. But you know,
yeah.
So if you do it, then if you do according to all that is written therein, then thou shalt make thy way prosperous because you're following the instructions. So you know what to do,
mm-hmm.
and how to become prosperous, and how to have good success.
And how to keep away with the stuff that isn't.
And how to keep away with stuff that, so you don't have to follow the instructions. You can say, hey, I'm not doing that. Just forget it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you kind of be blind don't have any instructions to lead you in a way to be prosperous or to be successful.
Right.
So God's word teaches you how to do that.
Yep.
So when you learn how to follow God's word.
Still up to you though.
It's still up to you.
Yep.
So you got a choice. I got a choice. We've all got choices.
That's right.
So we can pick something up. We can read it. We can understand it. And we can say, I don't want more of it.
Right. And here's a choice for you. Would you please stand? You can stay seated, but I'm asking you to stand, and we'll close in prayer. And some of us can't stand, right? Noel's back there. She's standing on the inside, but sitting down on the outside. You know that joke thing, that's backwards to that. Well, God bless you. Thank you for God's word today. We're telling the Lord, we appreciate everything He's done for us. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do give You all glory and honor and praise. And Lord, we've looked at one verse from the Bible tonight, and I pray that we'll do it. We'll make that right choice like Mike was just talking about. And Lord, we then can claim the promise. All of us want to be successful. Make us good, give us good success, and make us successful in Your eyes, no matter what anyone else thinks. Be with our pastor now as he's traveling tonight back from Raleigh. I pray for Morgan going to India in a few weeks. I pray that she'll have a wonderful, blessed trip, that she'll stay well. I do pray for the men who are traveling again to Peru and the rest of the team that goes out early Thursday morning. And I pray that you'll give us a wonderful and safe and blessed trip for that too. And bless all of us as we honor your word as we go from here. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And don't forget my challenge to try this verse in the car going home.